Tune into this week's Xamarin Show, where John is going to show you how to make your APKs smaller. Welcome back, everyone, to the Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno, and today, one of my best friends in the entire world, John Douglas, is with me. John, how's it going?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I love when I have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love being here. Doesn't happen as much. Needs more John Douglas in everybody's life.
Hey, we'll change that.
Okay, good. So we got more John Douglas coming at you. John, you are a program manager on our Xamarin Android team. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, so we're going to be talking about how to shrink your application size, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, if you're a user and you're looking through the Google Play Store, and you're like, hey, I want to download this app. But what happens if you're like on the commute or you're on a 3G spotty connection or something like that, and you see an app that's like 50 megs or higher? Mm-hmm. What do you do, James?
I'll probably hit install, and then I'll see the app size, and then I go, stop install.
Exactly, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the considerations that we have to have as app developers to make sure that people will install our apps in the first place, right? The smaller the size, the more likely your application will be installed by users.
And additionally, I know when some of our developers that are building apps, they add a lot of things to their apps or a lot of extra third-party libraries.
Right.
And they start to breach that 100 meg limit from Google themselves.
And that's the thing is a lot of people add things that they don't need, right? And so what we're going to be doing today is figuring out how to spot those things and shrink them.
Let's do it. I'm in.
All right. So if you aren't familiar, there's this blog that I wrote. It's called Shrinking Your Android App Size. And we're just going to kind of go through some of these high-level scenarios.
That's great.
So some of the big ones that I just want to show is we're going to be using the Android Studio APK Analyzer. This is just a tool that's provided from the Android SDK that you can use. It just gives you a nice little GUI. You can do this on the File Explorer if you want, or any program that could really look at where your files are distributed, right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, so let's dive in. So we're just going to jump in here. We're just going to analyze an APK that we created already in Visual Studio.
Cool. How did you do it? How did you create it in Visual Studio, and how do you know where it's at?
Sure. So in Visual Studio, there's an archive manager, right?
Okay.
And you can just right-click on your Android project as long as you are in a release configuration, and right-click, hit archive, and that's just going to do all that work for you, generate that APK that you can then analyze.
Got it. Cool. So you could have gotten this APK from Azure DevOps,
anywhere.
App Center, anywhere. So it's just an APK, but for here, you're in dev mode, right-click, archive, go.
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah, so what we'll do is we'll open this APK, and we'll just kind of talk about some of the higher-level items here. Sadly, I can't zoom here, but so you'll notice that there's a lot of different total download size. You'll see this graph that just kind of expands, right?
So I see assemblies, that's, you know, a bulk of it here.
Yep.
It has a percentage, 41%. Mm-hmm. I see the libs are 40%, and those are like the biggest parts. I see some other stuff.
Right. So the thing about it is every byte counts when it comes to your Android application. And we can get anywhere from, you know, on some of these bigger ones, using the monolinker, for example, to shrink our assemblies, or, you know, being able to optimize what libraries we actually need to include in our APK.
Got it.
So what we'll be talking about first is assemblies. So assemblies, you'll see, is, you know, raw file size 15 megabytes, right? If we actually look at this, we'll start to notice that there's quite a bit of assemblies here, right? This was a file, new project, and it's about 2 megabytes, maybe a single megabyte per each one of these assemblies.
Yeah, for the first ones up there, and they kind of get smaller as you go down, right?
They do. And so what we can do here is we can actually employ a more aggressive linker setting within our Visual Studio, and I can show you how to do that right here. So what you can do is you can go to your properties here, and inside here we have all these different Android options, and within there, we have a linker setting. So, James, if you're like me, you know, the linker has been a traditional pain point, right? And let's actually... And I went into my Android options, and inside of here, you'll notice that there's this new drop-down that says Code Shrinker.
Okay.
Right? So you have Code Shrinker, and then you also have a linking section as well.
Yeah, and I'm used to the linker. It kind of shakes the actual C# .NET assemblies.
Mm-hmm.
And by default, it's just the SDK, so the .NET assemblies. Right?
Exactly. And so the thing about it is there's a lot of third-party libraries when it comes to Android. Mm-hmm. You have the Android Support Library, also known as Android X.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't actually employ any type of linking on most of these items, right? So what you can do is you can actually link most of these out by setting a more aggressive linking to where you can click on the linking settings here, and you'll notice that it says SDK assemblies only.
Okay.
Right? And that's kind of our default release that will make sure that, you know, we're just hitting the SDK assemblies. But we kind of sometimes might want more, right? We want to optimize as much as possible. So there is a setting called SDK and user assemblies. And what that'll do is that'll be the most aggressive setting. And you'll have to fine tune the monolinker as you do this, because there's going to be things that are stripped out that you might need that we can't actually detect and say, hey, you actually needed this.
Right? You might be using something in that library that it doesn't know about. So you can finely tune that if you need to and go through some documentation there.
Exactly.
Cool.
And I did mention earlier about this code shrinker as well. So if we talked about the linker, which is a managed linker. It means your C-sharp code and the likes. But what about the Java side, right? What about all the classes on that end?
Yeah.
Well, we can actually deploy a code shrinker, either ProGuard or the upcoming version called R8.
Okay.
And this will take a configuration file and say, hey, I want to keep all of these types from the Android support library, for example. Or I want to keep all of these types from my custom control DLL, that, or sorry, my custom control Java library that I added to my project.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, so the linker, my DLLs, just .NET code.
Yep.
This code shrinker, ProGuard, or R8, that is the Java side of the world.
Exactly.
We're using a native library.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so some other things too. We'll jump back over to the analyzer. So that's kind of how you can attack your assemblies for the most part, right? We did talk about some native libraries here. So you have this lib folder, which you'll notice that there's two defaults here.
Mm-hmm.
You have ARMv7 and ARM64. So one is a 32-bit and one is a 64-bit.
Mm-hmm.
Google requires, you know, the 64-bit upcoming. I think that's actually this month is the requirement. But you'll notice that there's quite a bit of shared objects here.
Yeah.
And what will happen in the future is that you'll still have these, but App Bundle will take care of this for you.
Okay.
And App Bundle is coming up in a future release for the IDE tooling.
Gotcha. So you can use App Bundles today.
Yes.
Via command line, which we have documentation. I'll put in the show notes. And traditionally in the past, I would have to then split my APKs into multiple.
Exactly.
But now that'll handle it for me. But it's good to know what's in there. So if something slips in there unexpectedly.
Exactly. So you never know what type of libraries that you're going to be adding. You might have debt into your project. You might just have things that you don't need. So double check these folders. Make sure you're not just adding libraries for the sake of it.
Yeah, I will also say that sometimes when I work on applications that are legacy that I've been doing for 5 or 6 years, sometimes I accidentally just leave a NuGet in there, or I have tons of just random images and things that are just in there, and I'm just like, yeah, it's easier to leave them in there than to remove it.
Yeah.
But that's a James problem. But I think that I could then analyze that stuff too, right?
Exactly, yeah. So anything in the APK, anything that will be in the final, you know, artifact that you're going to upload or that you're going to add to a device or whatever, you're going to see it within this analyzing tool.
Cool.
Yeah, so the next thing is the classes.dex file. So we kind of talked about ProGuard. Mm-hmm. We talked about R8 as well. And these are the tools that will actually shrink this file. You'll notice that it's not that big, right? It's maybe, I don't know, 1 or 2 megs, right?
Yeah.
And so you can actually shrink this anywhere from like, you know, 0.5 to 1 megabytes by just adding a shrinker with like the default settings.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of unused things you just don't need.
Got it. That's cool.
And just the resources, however, is probably the biggest aspect. This is a file new project, so you're going to not see much, right?
Pretty slim, but still half a meg, just saying.
But, you know, we've analyzed other applications before, and, you know, a lot of people will put unoptimized images, like any type of resources, assets, those type of things.
So when you drag a 1.5 megabyte file into Drawable,
it's going to show up here.
It's going to show up there. And I guess if it's in Drawable, that also gets split up and optimized into multiple folders, right? Like Drawable, the base.
Yeah.
That's like a tricky folder.
It's a tricky folder, yeah.
Because there's also Drawable, what, Node DPI or something like that? Yeah, and then there's all the other DPIs.
Yeah, there's plenty of resource qualifiers that basically say, hey, well, how do I handle this? And your device will basically tell you how that is going to handle that.
Tricky.
Yeah, so what you can do is if you have anything that's very large, for example, you have all these PNGs that you know, you got from your designer and they said, oh, we're just going to give you 2,000 by 2,000 everything, you know, this folder is going to explode. And so what you can do is there's a couple ways. First off, you can optimize it within any type of image editor. That's kind of your first thing. And then there's also a special format that you can use and convert your resources. I think it's actually on this blog here. I forget the name all the time, but it's WebP. So you can convert all your images to WebP. And what WebP does is it's just a more optimized PNG format. That's all it really is.
Wow, that's crazy.
And you can really, you know, shave anywhere from like 60 to 70% just on your resources alone by going to WebP or you know, another optimized resource type.
It's awesome to just kind of see it and just open up even a file new application, because all the time I'm set in my ways of like whatever's there. I'm used to creating PNGs and putting them in this folder and doing the thing and not actually thinking about it.
Right. Yeah, so other than that, like that's a lot that we kind of covered in a short amount of time.
Well, it's good to know what's in your APK at the end of the day, because I always forget, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And you'll actually notice that there's some other tools and the likes that you can see all the resources that are added and the likes. But for the most part, that's pretty much it. That's how you can kind of look at your application from a high level, inspect it, and figure out like where are the points that you can, you know, shrink and optimize your APKs.
Awesome, John. I love it. Thank you so much. And of course, I'll link to the blog post, the documentation, and all the good things you made possible. You can also go to aka.ms/smallerapks. That's right, aka.ms/smallerapks. John, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, James.
And thank all of you for tuning in to this week's Xamarin Show. And make sure you subscribe, ding the bell, do all the things that you know you love to do so you get the Xamarin Show every single week. And thank you so much for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.